Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Mike Felder. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting third. The first baseman, Will Clark. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kevin Mitchell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Matt Williams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Robbie Thompson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Uribe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Burkett. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John Burkett. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hubie Brooks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Darling. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ron Darling. And now, play ball. Mike Felder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Felder bunts for a single. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Felder moves to second. One out. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Felder scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 0. The Mets will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burkett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Magadan takes first base on ball 4. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 0. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Robbie Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Uribe hits a line drive towards short. Elster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 0. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Kennedy settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 0. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. John Burkett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burkett hits a line drive for a single. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a line drive towards center. Coleman fields it and throws to second to catch Burkett for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Felder. The throw from O'Brien and he is safe. Felder steals second. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Felder scores. McGee moves to third. It's 2-0, Giants. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Kennedy and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tom Hare batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hare is 0-for-1 in the game. Hare hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robbie Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jose Uribe is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Uribe is 0-for-1 in the game. Uribe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Magadan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Magadan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Magadan reaches second base with a double. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground for a single. Magadan moves to third. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Magadan scores. Brooks moves to third. It's 2-1, Giants. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Elster is 0-for-1 in the game. Elster hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brooks tags and scores. Two outs. It's Giants, 2, Mets, 2. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. John Burkett batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Burkett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burkett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Felder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a ball on the ground, foul, into right field, out of the reach of Brooks, who is chasing the ball. Felder reaches third base with a triple. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Miller pinch hits for Ron Darling. Keith Miller batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Miller hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Vince Coleman batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. There goes Miller. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Miller steals second. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman takes first base on ball four. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hare is 0-for-2 in the game. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. Miller moves to third. One out. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Magadan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Magadan hits a line drive towards short. Uribe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Wally Whitehurst now pitching. Terry Kennedy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive beyond second. Hare can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Robbie Thompson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jose Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Uribe is 0-for-2 in the game. Uribe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elster is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Elster hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. John Burkett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burkett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burkett strikes out. 1 out. Mike Felder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Felder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Felder hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Boston pinch hits for Wally Whitehurst. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive into right field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hare is 0-for-3 in the game. Hare hits a line drive into right field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Magadan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Magadan hits a pop-up towards left. Mitchell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Mitchell. Coleman moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Alejandro Peña now pitching. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops it up and throws to first, with Pena covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff Brantley now pitching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brooks strikes out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe can't make a play. That's a base hit. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Elster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Elster hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robbie Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pena fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Uribe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uribe is 0-for-3 in the game. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mackie Sasser pinch hits for Charlie O'Brien. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sasser hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Mark Carrion pinch hits for Alejandro Pena. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carrion hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 4, Mets, 4. Dave Righetti now pitching. Dave Anderson now playing shortstop. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hare batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hare is 0-for-4 in the game. Hare takes first base on ball 4. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Magadan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Magadan hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brooks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. John Franco now pitching. Macky Sasser now catching. Mark Carrion now playing right field. Dave Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Felder is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Felder strikes out. 2 outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Clark is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Clark hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Clark reaches second base with a double. McGee moves to third. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell is walked intentionally. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McReynolds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McReynolds is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. 2 outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Elster hits a fly ball into right field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Kevin Baz pinch hits for Terry Kennedy. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robbie Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thompson is 0 for 4 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Decker pinch hits for Dave Righetti. Steve Decker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Decker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. 2 outs. Dave Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thompson moves to third. Dave Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Lacoste now pitching. Steve Decker now catching. Macky Sasser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sasser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sasser hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carrion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carrion hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Coleman takes first base on ball four. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Decker and he is out, Thompson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Pete Chourek now pitching. Rick Cerrone now catching. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Felder is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Felder strikes out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McGee is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. McGee strikes out. Two outs. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Clark is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Clark takes first base on ball four. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Clark moves to second. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Williams is 0-for-5 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kerrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hare is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Hare strikes out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Magadan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Magadan takes first base on ball four. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Johnson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.